Hi, you made it through. It's the Grease Man Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lisa.
And how old are you, Lisa?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
19 years old. Just a little slip of a lass. Why are you giggling, Lisa? You've been more balls tickling you? Why are you giggling, honey? You're 19 years old. You're a grown woman.
I'm sorry.
That's pretty bizarre. Oh, it sounds like there's a man there.
I'm sorry, my dog is attacking me.
What can I do for you in a nutshell? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question.
What's that?
Is Miss Baumgartner still with you?
Yes, ma'am.
He is?
Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to know.
All right, be listening. I'll have a woman's workout before too long, okay?
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Little giggly little miss, 19, just about Ragnad's age. Yeah, a lot of people don't know it. That's the only child I have, but I don't really consider it a child since it was fired up without my permission. You see, many years ago, I was walking down a country road, and I was beamed up. You've heard the story. Well, to me, it really happened. A bunch of little green men from the planet Zovirax beamed me up. I was forced to mate with a space woman. I never told anybody about it because you see those people that get beamed up and they have an extraterrestrial experience? You always look at them like they're lunatics, right? So I never told anybody. That is until now. I have a space child from this liaison who has journeyed from the planet Zovirax. Occasionally comes to Earth to see me. And it never fails. I'll be sitting there in front of the TV. My honey's got a nice big bowl of pasta with stuffed squid on top. I'm ready to watch the ball game, and it's like... Oh, for crying out loud. Well, you know, I sit down. I want to relax for a minute. And there he stands. Hello, Father. It is I, your illegitimate space child, Ragnad. Honey, Snot Rag is here. Ragnad, whatever. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to eat dinner. What's the deal? Father, all the children up on Zovirax play show and tell. I would like to bring you and show you and tell them about my Earth, Daddy. I said, you mean you could really line that, huh? You mean I could get like in a spaceship? Blast up there? I was just getting ready to eat. That's when he looked at me and said, time travel, as you know it, is not the same as we know it. We can spend 3 hours on the planet Zovirax. By the time we come back, it will appear to your funny little honey that only 60 seconds has passed. I said, wow, neat. All right, let's go. And so, class, this is my Earthling father. His name is Nino Greasemanelli.
I said, hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm Rat's Ash's dad.
Ragnad.
Whatever.
You'll notice the fabric he's wearing. It is known on Earth as Seersucker. It is a cheap suit that he wears day in and day out. Chemical analysis of the fumes on his breath reveal a component known on Earth as gin, an alcohol derivative used by Earthlings to dull their senses and their perception. For what reason, we have yet to be able to figure out, as it reduces him to a spit bubble blowing moron every night. Now, Father, if you'll turn around, you'll notice the singe marks on the rear of his pants. Now, this is caused by the Earthling tendency of wind breakage and post-burrito digestion. You'll notice he is also slightly deformed. He's a weightlifter that works his upper body a lot harder than his lower body, so you'll notice the grotesque overdevelopment, very unattractive. Powerful Lufarigno-type arms and yet legs that look like a walking quotation mark.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Silence, Father. Substance in his hair known as Vitalis, used to attract the opposite sex. His florid complexion, caused by an addiction to the salt shaker. High blood pressure, Computer analysis shows this man a myocardial infarction candidate in 10 to 15 years. So look at him while you can. We on the planet Zovirax are accustomed to lifespans of 300 to 400 years. On Earth, they're lucky to make 70, and you should see the shape they're in by age 70. Some of them do not even know their own name. They drive little bicycles with flags in the air. It's quite pathetic. And so, I give you my father, Nino Grismanelli. I said, well, let me tell you people something. Oh, but by the way there, Ratchass, thanks for that really sterling introduction, I like to think. All right. Maybe on the planet Earth, we don't have all the blessings that you people up here on Zovirax got. But you know one thing? We got personality. I mean, I look like I do. The guy down the street looks totally different than that. Same with the dames. Look at you. I can't tell which one of you are guys, which one of you are girls. You're all sitting there with your big green heads with the veins on top. You don't have any eyelids. So how do you even wink at anybody, huh? You want to come on to a dame? How do you wink? You got no eyelids. All right, maybe I'm funny looking to you people, but let me tell you something. You big green-headed maggots are pretty funny to me. Let me ask you something. With them big green heads of yours, how do you know when you got like a booger?
You found it. The all-new Grease Man Show.